Progress Test Files 4-7. Listening 1. Speaker 1.
The smoking ban in bars and clubs and other public buildings came into force a couple of years or so ago, as I recall. Now you see great clumps of people gathered outside these places smoking. I don't think that's what the authorities imagined would happen when they introduced the ban. I'm sure they thought people would stop smoking, at any rate when they went to these places. But the reality is that people still smoke. They just gather on the pavement outside to do it. It seems daft, really. I've been to places where there were more people outside than inside. I can't imagine that people were predicting that or wanted it to happen when they were talking about bringing in this ban.
Speaker 2.
Well, the council introduced parking restrictions in the area where I live earlier this year. Basically, if you have a residence permit, you can park in my street any time, but if you don't, you can only park there at specific hours. It's true that parking can be a problem round here, but the residents weren't actually consulted on this, and some people I've spoken to say that it causes problems for them when they have visitors, especially when they have people staying with them. I think the major problem is they keep changing the times when non-residents aren't allowed to park. The signs keep changing, but people don't always know they've changed. Some people think they can park when in fact they can't. They remember the permitted times and don't realise these have changed. It's a complete mess, really, and a lot of the time people don't know they're making a mistake.
Speaker 3.
We always used to have an annual fireworks party organised by my club, but now it's been banned on health and safety grounds. The council has decided that public firework displays are too dangerous and nobody in the area is allowed to have one. Well, I think this is completely daft. Of course, fireworks can be dangerous if people aren't careful with them, and I'm one of many people who think they shouldn't be generally available. But surely there's nothing wrong with a properly organised display. We've been doing it before and everything's always gone smoothly. In fact, I think it's okay to restrict fireworks to organised displays only if you want to reduce the possibility of people getting injured by fireworks. But there's no need for this wholesale ban and I really object to it.
Speaker 4.
Not so long ago, it was decided that people wouldn't be allowed to use personal stereos and mobile phones and all that sort of thing in certain parts of trains because they cause a nuisance to other passengers. I'm all in favour of that. It drives me absolutely nuts to be sitting near someone who's got that dreadful sound coming out of their headphones or who's nattering some inane gibberish on the phone. It was certainly time that something official was done about it, in my view. Anyway, I'm not sure what effect the ban has had. I've been on trains since it came into force. And despite the clear signs on the walls, people seem to carry on regardless, making their irritating calls and inflicting that horrible sound of the drums on everyone else. I don't know how many people have actually been fined for doing that, but they certainly seem to think they can get away with it.
Speaker 5.
Things certainly seem to have improved since they introduced heavy fines for dropping litter in the street and started prosecuting people for doing it. I can't imagine there are many people who don't think that enforcing a ban on litter is a good thing. Who wants to wade through piles of disgusting rubbish when they walk down the street? It was getting really bad round here, but now people seem to realise they might get seen doing it and end up with quite a big fine. A few cases of people being caught have been put in the local paper, and that seems to have put people off doing it. The place is noticeably cleaner and tidier now, and everyone's glad this crackdown was brought in. I hope things stay that way.